chapter 53. Vermin screamed and wailed as the blazing pine stone cut a swathe through the rapscallion ranks. It thundered off the hillside, over the valley, and disappeared with a crash of loose earth into the rift, where one side of the defile fell in on top of it. This was followed by a frightening silence. Galloper Riffle rubbed both his eyes, peering into the fallen night.
What's happening? Why's everything so bally quiet? I can't see a flippin' thing.
A shrew standing by Riffle blinked hard several times.
Neither can I, matey. All I see is coloured lights popping all round. 'Twas that burning tree what did it.
Most of the red wallers were grouped at the centre of the ridge, in the place the otters had launched its trunk from. A shout from the far side of the ridge top alerted them.
Help! They're attacking this end!
With their sight growing clearer, the red wallers rushed to defend that end of the summit, only to be hailed by another distress cry.
You're on each other end! They might be here too!
Damug had not been slow. Even as the burning trunk was launched from the crest of the ridge, he had issued orders for his army to split up again and attack the summit from both ends. Now the Red Wall army was in deep trouble. Damoc's plan had worked. He had gained the precious moments he needed to put his rapscallions on the ridge summit. Tammo fought back to back with Pask, slinging one paw, Dirk in the other. Vermin came at them in mobs. Lieutenant Morio was surrounded and alone. Gallant Lee battled away, hacking at the encroaching rapscallions with a cracked pike. Tammo and Pask began forcing their way through to Morio's side, but too late. The brave lieutenant went down, fighting to the last.
Eulalia! Death on the wind! Eulalia!
Captain Swayblade, too, was ringed by the enemy. Her long rapier darted and flickered as she wove it around cutlass and spear, slaying every vermin she touched.
Sir, ha! Come and meet me, Sir Vermin! Ha! I'll have you crowding at Darkforest gates this night!
Tammo glimpsed the fox working his way behind Twayblade, and as the fox raised his sword, Tammo let fly with the dirk.
A hit!
Twayblade laughed.
Over here, Tam! Come on, Pask!
They were joined by Skipper, and between them, they smashed free of the crowding foe beasts. The otter pushed them toward the standing rock.
Over there, mate! Get our backs against something!
Perigord and Gergen had been outnumbered and driven back along the ridge, striving valiantly with what was left of their group. They too managed to reach the standing rock. The Major's sabre decimated the ranks of vermin, swarming to get at them. Blood ran from a cut above his eye as he stood shoulder to shoulder with Gergen.
Phew! I keep chopping them down, but they're still coming!